Nashville SC tomorrow night, 7:30, Nissan Stadium against FC Cincinnati. And we're joined now by Drake Hills. You can follow him on Twitter at Live Life Drake. He is the Tennessean and USA Today Network beat writer for Nashville SC and friend of show. Yes. Good morning, Drake.
Drake, I got to give you props. Good morning, man. I know, while the Tennessean was looking to find a Titans beat writer, you were wearing a lot of hats during the winter. Some Titans coverage, some Vandy men's basketball coverage. You're doing it all, my man, but I'm sure you're back happy in your wheelhouse covering soccer.
Yeah, I was following around Stackhouse around Memorial Gym. Not literally, of course, but, virtually following what Stackhouse was doing up there on West End. So, yeah, absolutely. It's nice to be back on and to get a chance to cover the game that I love and make sure that I'm doing my job. That's why I was brought here, of course, to make sure that this Major League Soccer team that's now moved into the Nashville area is now becoming acquainted with its new supporters and its new fans and perhaps even more sports fans around Middle Tennessee.
How'd you like the stadium tour the other day? It looks like they're making some serious headway on that.
Yeah, you know what? There's actually a park over there. I want to say it's not directly off of Wedgwood Avenue, but it's kind of on the back side, on the south side of the stadium and the fairgrounds. If you go, there's actually a park out there. There's a lot of pickup soccer going on, even some ultimate frisbee. Kind of the fields are being shared there. And you could see that stand is actually taking some – it's going vertical. You can see that there's not just the concrete, but the steel beams are pretty much halfway through. This is about 16 more feet that those beams and that height has to go. And 16 meters, I believe. And so there's a little more height that's going to take. And so it's not going to just be about seeing it from the street. And you could probably see it from 440. You could probably see it from down the street as well. So it was quite interesting. We were standing pretty much what will be a south end penalty box. So we were actually standing on what will be the field, and it's quite interesting. Some of the details involving the stadium was that, as they're completing some of the more foundational pieces, right, pouring the concrete, mm-hmm. making sure all the steel beam structure is finished up towards the next 2 to 3 months. But they're also getting ready to put in the premium lodges and the press box and the premium seating and some of the other lodges and other nice halls that supporters are going to be able to see. And then, of course, on top of that, the supporter section on the north stand is taking some shape, too. They've got the concrete set for the first tier that's going to go up two more tiers and what will be over 3,000 supporters in the section. Safe standing, which means there's not going to be any seats. Mm-hmm. There's just going to be safety rails. And think about it, 3,000 supporters are going to be in there, packed in, jam-packed. You got the drums. You got everything you can think of as far as soccer chants and soccer music is concerned. So it's definitely taking shape. And it's just interesting, though, John, just taking a look at where we were before the pandemic and what that place looked like, let's say, in March 2020. Here we are in April 2021, and it's completely different. And we've still got some 13 months to go.
Yeah, and that seems like a long time, but in building stadium mm-hmm. lifetimes, it's not, mm-hmm. right? This time next year, they'll be in it, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Drake, I saw where with Mayor John Cooper increasing seating restrictions, not increasing the restrictions, obviously loosening them, if you will, for Bridgestone Arena, and up to 40%. I read your story about just how the season ticket holders, some of the more premium season people are going to be able to come down maybe from the 300 level where they had to go because of the distancing that had to be done, but now opening up a little bit more.
Right. I mean, Mayor Cooper has been very clear about the capacity first. It started at 33% back on March 26th, and now it's at 40%. So even though one may think a 7% increase, that's not very big. Actually, it's quite big. And, of course, given the fact that Nashville SC is now returning all of those 300-level season ticket holder seats, or shall we say patrons that are going back to either the 100 level or the club level, that's a pretty big boost. That's 1,500 season ticket holders who were once displaced from 100 level seats to the 300 level. Not saying they're all going to be down in the 100 level. That's still not feasible. But a majority of them will be there. And then, of course, as I said, the others will be scattered around the club level. So that's a pretty big feat. Now, the caveat to that is, I actually just realized this morning in speaking with a source, is that those who had previously purchased their season ticket that were moved to the 300 level are being moved again to either another 100 level seat or a club level. But there has been this caveat in where season ticket holders who just purchased the season ticket on the 100 level are still going to get seated up there at the 300 level with the single game attendees. So it's interesting to see whether right now we're on what seems to be like a 2 to 3 week basis with Mayor Cooper and Metro Public Health and how they're hoping to increase, or shall we say, increase capacity at Nissan Stadium, depending on the percentage of folks here in Nashville that are getting the vaccine. We'll see if that, not only some of those recent season ticket holder purchase members, but also just some of those single game ticket purchase members who are going to be able to sit either at club level or to sit more people at the lower bowl. I think that's the big catch right now, right, is to make sure you can get as many people in that lower bowl as possible according to the social distancing guidelines and as well as the capacity. So more to be seen. I think we'll probably see some increases as we get closer to Memorial Day, maybe after Memorial Day. But for right now, first two matches, 40% capacity at Nissan Stadium. And, of course, and likewise with what Bridgestone did with the SEC tournament, they're going cashless. Nissan Stadium is going cashless. So what you saw during the SEC tournament where folks could bring cash and then go into these certain reverse ATM machines and get what would be like a card that would have the money that you put on it to purchase whatever you need at Nissan Stadium. That's going to be another factor that's put in place for 2021.
Drake Hills at Live Life Drake on Twitter. He is the Nashville SC beat writer for the Tennessean and the USA Today Network. Coach Gary Smith gets the extension through 2023. And I really enjoyed Gentry Estes' column on Gary Smith. Of course, in Colorado, won the MLS Cup. But about his rise and fall, if you will, and now rise again, just I think people need to go read Gentry's column, find a little bit. I think he went really in depth with Gary Smith.
Absolutely. Tennessean.com/Nashville SC. You can find it first story at the top. I mean, it's definitely something that I think Gary doesn't really get enough credit for. And, part of that may be because Gary is not a guy who's going to whine or complain about the hardships of his own coaching career. And he's just more of a get it done type of guy. You can call that the English in him. You can call that just the old school mentality in him. But he's someone who's just going to put his head down and work. But on top of that, given that last year was a pandemic season and fans weren't able to get the chance to see Gary Smith up close as maybe they would have liked to, just thinking about the situation and the scenario that Nashville SC was put under in 2020, you didn't get a chance to see the personification of not just Gary, but even his staff, Steve Guppy, who is his assistant, but also a good friend of Gary's who has played with Gary in his career back in the 80s and 90s. Wycombe Wanderers is a team that is very well known in England. And Steve was on that staff in Colorado, as well as Brett Jacobs, his other assistant coach. And so Gary has kept the same group around. And if you ask Steve Guppy, who has played for Manchester City, he's played for Leicester City, he's played in the Premier League, he's played for some of the top clubs in the UK, and he was also on that staff and getting a chance to see how Gary has formed into a new professional coach. He's transformed himself over the years. And I think that is certainly something that as we go into the 2021 season, we may see a little bit more of his personality as Nashville SC gets a little bit more familiar with MLS again and the fans get a chance to get more familiar with the team.
How about on the field, Drake? This team overcame so much, as we know, last year, getting to the conference semifinals, made some key offseason moves. this winter. What is a realistic expectation for SC this season?
It's getting back to the MLS Cup playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. And, of course, Nashville SC played seventh in the East last year, which in any other year, that is the last seed that gets into the playoffs. And so now that ruling is back in place for the 2021 season. So the top seven teams in the Western Conference, top seven teams in the Eastern Conference, they get into MLS Cup playoffs. And I think that that's probably the bar that Nashville SC hits in 2021 with the potential of probably reaching as high as fifth. I know Gentry and our digital producer at the Tennessee and the USA Today Network, Nick Gray, who's my co-host on the Plugged In Nashville Soccer podcast, we're all sitting and seeding Nashville around that fifth, sixth, and seventh place in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, the East is an interesting situation right now. New England Revolution is a team that, interestingly enough, plays a lot like Nashville. Many who are American soccer fans or general soccer fans will know who Bruce Arena is,
mm-hmm.
who has coached, you know, as long as MLS has been a real thing, you know, coaching the first MLS team, DC United, to an MLS Cup back in the mid-90s, and, of course, has coached the U.S. men's national team since then, and as well as the L.A. Galaxy and some of the more storied soccer teams in this country. He leads New England Revolution and led New England to the conference final last year. And so that's a team that I think Nashville SC will be competing for in those playoff spots, as well as New York City FC and Orlando City and some of the other teams that fans probably should watch out for. But again, I think the big thing for Nashville is that they've added to the attacking core. And what fans should probably know this year, they're a little bit more of a different scenario up front with the forwards and the strikers. So you've got, obviously, John Dracatis, who has come from Europe. He came from Benfica. It's a very historical Portuguese club. He's on loan. But CJ Sapong is a player that fans should probably look up and figure out who he is. A guy who's won MLS Cup before with Sporting Kansas City. He's won U.S. Open Cup, which is a tournament for all American professional soccer teams in the country. So he's won some silverware. He comes in as a free agent. He's been around MLS for some 10 years, scored over 70 goals. He's going to add to that competition, because I think the biggest thing for Nashville is that they want to score more than the 24 goals they scored last year in the regular season, and I think they will.
You know, and a couple weeks ago, Drake, you wrote a story of three players with potential to have breakout seasons. And I love your lead. It's pretty dang simple. Nashville SC won every match last season in which designated players KDs and Mukhtar scored. Okay, so one of them scores, they win. Pretty dang simple, right?
Yeah, and think about it. The 2020 season was ridiculous for everybody. I know we've talked, John and I have talked about it all the time, and how you start a season, you play two games, you stop, you try to start again, but unfortunately, due to a COVID-19 outbreak in the team, you stop again. You have several weeks to restart. Then you play in a season in which you're playing every 72 hours. You've got guys with injuries that in normal times could probably heal in, let's say, a few days. Now are taking double the time because of fatigue, and you're missing more games because more games are coming thick and fast. And just the entire season was a whirlwind. And I think for someone like Hani Mukhtar, as you mentioned, a guy who's come in, he was, back in 2014, one of the top German prospects at the under-19 European Championships, was under that tier where he was about to make that big jump into some of the top teams in the country and in Europe with Hertha Berlin. He's been around Europe teams, whether it's Benfica or whether it's with Hertha Berlin or whether it's Brøndby in the Nordic region. He's come to MLS. He's 26 years old. He's still in his prime. He's got the skill. We've seen that at the end of the season when he came back from his injury. And one full season without a lot of start and stops, we'll see if he and Cadiz can have the impact that I think fans and especially the club are expecting, because they certainly have the talent. So It all remains to be seen.
What do we need to know about FC Cincinnati, Drake?
they are a team that is a big question mark. Let me tell you that, John Burton. FC Cincinnati has had two pretty poor years in Major League Soccer. They have struggled to score goals, but they are spending like crazy. They have new players coming in from all over the place. They've got this young center forward striker named Brenner from Brazil. He's a club record fee. He's probably going to start against Nashville. And then you've got another player named Luciano Acosta who's come in, used to play for DC United in MLS. He took some years to go abroad. He's been brought back. Now he's playing for FC Cincinnati. He's another attacking player he plays the same position as Hany Mukhtar. So that central attacking midfield role who is more of the, shall we say, the quarterback or the point guard, more specifically, and I think that's the best comparison. That central attacking midfield role is the point guard position on the soccer field, and he plays that position as does Mukhtar. So he's probably going to try to make some things happen for FC Cincinnati. They've also got a young English striker named Calvin Harris who played his collegiate soccer at Wake
Forest.
Not
the DJ, right?
So there's some potential. They've brought in tons of new players, and so it's going to be a big learning experience, not just for Nashville SC, but I even think for FC Cincinnati themselves.
Drake Hills is with us, and Drake, it's back. You're back in your element, man.
Yeah, I can hear the excitement in your voice, man. It's going to be a great season, I think.
Keep my seat warm. I expect to be on this show as we get back into the swing of things. The sun is back out. No more snowstorms. No more icy roads, man.
No more tornadoes, right?
Yeah, no more tornadoes. No thunderstorms. Nobody losing their electricity. All that stuff. It's time to get back to soccer, and I'm glad to be back, guys. Thanks.
You know, we're gonna have Locust right coming up here.
Well, we're gonna get Drake in studio when we get the all clear, and he's gonna spend some time with us. Appreciate it, Drake. Thank you so much, man.
I got the vaccine, so I'm all ready to go.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, man.
You can follow him on Twitter at Live Life Drake. Thanks, Drake. Appreciate it, man.
Greg, thank you.
All right.